Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Yuzette has handed me an email from Mark Selig at KCBS. They have apparently filled a truck with 12 pallets of non-perishables. It's on its way up to Marin, and SF staff members are heading there. They're talking about the various shelters that need food and other supplies. However, he's saying the best thing to tell listeners is food donations are helpful. All the donations are helpful, but cash donations. And he mentions actually a couple things here, but the Red Cross is one of them, are simply more helpful because the situation is so fluid. And so Mark is working to keep us updated on this. But the San Francisco and Marin Food Bank.org. Oh, is Mark Selig working over there now?
Yeah. Remember he came in with the Apple thing? Yeah,
he's, I do. Anyway, I know him from KCBS, right. But apparently he's... So they're the ones who are providing this, and they're just basically saying, listen, a monetary donation may be the way to go. Because then they can figure out where the money is needed, purchase what exactly is needed, and go from there. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. The Celebrity Trash Report is brought to you by Tales and Ales, happening this Saturday, October 14th. Get your tickets now at talesales.org and see our own Yuzette there. She's going to be stopping by with her own tales. Mm-hmm. Well, her own tale.
You're right.
Her little Ella is going to be there. But that's a nice day out. A good vibe.
You know, that's a good question, 510. Is Sonoma Mission Inn okay?
Yes. I spoke with Michelle yesterday. Thankfully.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's Silverado Country Club is just gone.
Gone.
I was looking at pictures over the weekend that Tommy Igo had put. He was at a wedding there on Saturday.
And they had that, remember on Friday we talked about the golf tournament they were having there?
Yeah, it was like a PGA.
Yeah, and there was like a band. Something. Some band was going to be, I forgot who.
Right,
we had
we totally talked about that like maybe Thursday or Friday of last week, and that is gone.
Yeah.
What is the band that just played there? I don't know, but I remember us talking about it.
It's a big band.
We'll look it up.
In my house in Windsor, just north of Santa Rosa, you're right. The smoke is unreal.
I can only imagine. I mean, it's annoying down here, just the constant smoke smell and the constant kind of sore throat thing. I was like, oh, my God, I can't even imagine being north of here. It's incredible. Oh, man. They were showing shots of that Safari West. And listen, this guy worked his ass off to save those animals while he watched his own home right there burning down. Obviously, the animals were his priority. But as they were showing, like, the giraffe through the haze, I just thought, oh, they must be so miserable.
Someone actually texted that Safari West is gone. And
what?
The animals are being transported to Oakland Zoo.
Oh, really? So
that's
since that report.
Texted.
Oh, my God. That is horrifying. And you had a friend who was staying there this weekend.
Yeah. Got evacuated to the Hilton.
Which later?
Burned down. Then she evacuated somewhere else in San Rafael.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
It was Weezer.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Someone says Weezer, Gavin DeGraw, Goo Goo Dolls were at the Safeway Open.
And that was on Sunday? Or just all weekend?
I don't remember.
I don't know the exact dates. Oh, Weezer was on Friday. Goo Goo Dolls on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, go to RadioAlice.com. We have a...
Slash
fires specifically. That'll take you to a whole list of resources that we have going on. And we'll keep you as up to date as we possibly can. Hooman asked earlier about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey is a big Hollywood mogul.
And going down.
Oh, yes, he is. He is a guy who was behind Miramax, and then he and his brother, I think, formed the Weinstein Company.
That's right, yeah. So Miramax is owned by Disney. That's why Weinstein was formed. He tried to buy it back from Disney. They're like, absolutely not. You sold it to us. So he's like, okay. Because he named Miramax after his mom and dad, Miriam and Max.
Oh, how adorable.
Yeah.
Miramax.
All right.
Well, you know, as adorable as that might be, his behavior apparently is less adorable than that. And they call it an open secret in Hollywood. Although I read, you know, what's sort of interesting is that sometimes open secrets aren't as open as you think. And it's funny because Meryl Streep was talking about how she has worked with him a bunch of times. He's always been perfectly appropriate with her, but that she is appalled, of course, to hear this stuff. And she said, you know, I didn't know about it. And I wonder.
Well, but
if,
she's an actress that needs no one.
Right.
They need her.
Right.
So there's the difference.
And it's actually hard to believe that when she was younger, a starlet and trying to make it in Hollywood, that she never experienced anything like that. I mean, she was, you know, talking about him specifically. But she called every, you know, the people, the women who stood up for themselves and are finally making themselves heard after 30 years of this harassment, et cetera. And she said, you know, it's heroic to do that. Judi Dench actually was one of the people whose reaction I read, and she was horrified. But she says that he was always appropriate with me. She has a tattoo on her rear end that says JD loves HW. Like, that's how much she loves Harvey Weinstein. She tattooed his initials on her ass.
Are you sure they weren't kidding?
This what I saw this morning.
I cannot believe that.
I found it hard to believe as well.
I have to believe she's kidding.
Do we have any kind of picture of Judi Dench's hiney? He made a failed attempt to save his job at the 11th hour when all these allegations started coming down. This is all based on a story out of the New York Times where someone did some investigative reporting and found that he had settled with something like 8 or so women and that there were this open secret was going to get the doors blown off of it. And he said last week, I'm taking a leave of absence. I'm going to try and work on myself. I have a bad temper and I'm going to get the help I need and the therapy I need and blah, blah, blah. That all failed. He has been fired. So apparently, as a last-ditch effort in this whole thing, he sent an email to other studio heads and executives and asked them to back him in his time of need. I have the whole thing here, supposedly. I mean, I don't know if one of these people turned it in, but he basically was asking for letters from these people, like, send a letter saying how great I am. With all due respect, I need the letter today, is how we closed the thing. My board is thinking of firing me. All I'm asking is let me take a leave of absence and get into heavy therapy and counseling, whether it be in a facility or somewhere else. Allow me to resurrect myself with a second chance. A lot of the allegations are false, as you know, but given therapy and counseling, as other people have done, I think I'd be able to get there. I could really use your support or just your honesty if you can't support me. But if you can, I need you to send a letter to my private Gmail address. The letter would only go to the board and to no one else. We believe what the board is trying to do is not only wrong, but might be illegal and would destroy the company. If you could write this letter backing me, getting me the help and time away I need, and also stating your opposition to the board firing me, it would help a lot. I am desperate for your help. Just give me the time to have therapy. Do not let me be fired. If the industry supports me, that's all I need. With all due respect, I need the letter today.
So back to Judi Dench real quick.
Yeah.
She did get her first tattoo at the age of 81. It was across her wrist. It's Carpe Diem.
Uh-huh.
But as far as I can see, she did at one point, it looks like, have a temporary tattoo.
Tattoo. Yeah. So someone sharpied that on her butt.
I thought that is the
most unfortunate tattoo to have ever gotten, especially as this story comes out.
Right, of course, but I can't possibly. She's Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench.
And he's just some movie suit.
He was fired yesterday after the New York Times story alleging he'd sexually harassed employees, actresses, and others for decades. The Hollywood Reporter is saying that Jeffrey Katzenberg and Ron Meyer were among the recipients of this email. And he laid it on thick. But honestly, if you got that letter, wouldn't you just be like, delete? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be a. I don't want anyone to know I got
Change
this
your
letter.
Email.
Right. No thanks. They're saying there's a site called The Wrap, and they're implicating Matt Damon and Russell Crowe in a possible cover-up for Harvey Weinstein back in 2004.
This is the big story right here.
Matt Damon and who?
Matt Damon and Russell Crowe.
Okay.
So at the time, I guess The Wrap's editor is Sharon Waxman. Mm. She was working for the New York Times, and they were investigating Harvey's questionable activity. So this was 13-plus years ago. And she found out about a guy named Fabrizio Lombardo. He was the head of Miramax Italy from 2003 to 2004, made about $400,000 during that time, even though he knew nothing about film. According to several sources, his job was to supply Harvey with women.
Mm-hmm. So Waxman, he's a pimp.
That's what it sounds. And a pimp who was paid to be the head of Miramax, and I guess to get starlets, to get, like, I'm the head of Miramax Italy.
Okay.
Do you want to meet the guy from America? Mm-hmm. So this Sharon Waxman also found evidence of a woman who was paid off after an unwanted encounter with Harvey. Unfortunately, none of this made it to print. Harvey put intense pressure on the Times at the time, which included Russell Crowe and Matt Damon personally calling to vouch for this dude from Italy.
Saying he's really does have a function beyond
providing women to Harvey Weinstein. Hmm. So I don't know what was said or what kind of pressure was put on them, but they apparently called the Times and said, that's BS, and we know this guy, and blah, blah, blah. Rose McGowan is one of several women who took a payout after allegedly being victimized. She's been pretty vocal on Twitter since this story broke over the weekend. After this newest revelation, she called Matt Damon a spineless profiteer and also called out Ben and Casey Affleck, although I don't see what specifically for. Did you have...
No, that's the first time I've heard their names.
Well, so the Affleck and Matt Damon, they got their start with Miramax.
Right.
Good Will Hunting was put out by his company, and right. he was their champion.
Well, and Casey Affleck has had allegations leveled. I mean, look, and they're allegations. I don't know that guy or what he's been up to, but he has had... at the very least, inappropriate behavior allegations leveled against him, and I've heard some stuff that's pretty disturbing. If any of it's true, so maybe that's why she threw Casey Affleck out there as well. Then people started giving her crap, saying, "Oh, they're profiteers. You took a $100,000 payout, which she says she gave to a rape crisis center." So that's her defense of that. Meanwhile, tons of celebrities have addressed the situation. I talked about the Meryl Streep one, called it disgraceful, but said she never knew. George Clooney called it indefensible, and also said that he never knew anything about it either. Kevin Smith said, "Harvey financed the first 14 years of my career, and I'm ashamed." So I don't know if that means he knew or if he's finding it out. No, God bless you, girl. Donna Karen was asked about this on a... it looked like some kind of fashion week.
The
thing
pants
somewhere.
Maker.
Donna Karen is a she's a designer. Mm-hmm. She's pulled her hair back so far for so long that I guess it's all falling. She has like an 11 head. She's also, as I watched this video this morning, I don't know much about her. I mean, you hear the name. She's a designer, whatever. Yeah. She actually looks like she could be Donatella's sister, like just the bad raccoon makeup. And
yeah,
no, we're going to show you the video right now.
Okay.
So she's talking to a reporter. Oh, do you not have it pulled up?
I have the audio.
Okay. Well, anyway, she's talking to a reporter, and you know, she's all pulled back and has this whole thing going on. But she also has the look of one of those people who is a constant condescender. And we all know these people. They nod at you as they talk to you, like, nod with me.
Yeah.
She's never heard no. In between each sentence, she does this weird squint-eyed smile, like, I'm concerned.
Fake smile.
This weird, like, fake pulled back smile. So she said some stuff about women's responsibility in all of this. While she was on the red carpet. Of course, she's apologizing today, but here are her comments.
When is she going to issue the apology?
She has issued the apology.
Yep.
You know, I also saw a blip this morning, although it wasn't, that she's not going to be designing for her own label anymore, like that she was removed.
Did she sell it?
Because of that comment?
I don't know if that's why. I was confused by the little blip. Anyway, yesterday she explained she made a statement that was not representative of how I feel or what I believe. My statements were taken out of context, really, and do not represent how
she
I feel about
just
the,
gone with the pills. Right? I'm going to rehab.
I'm going to rehab.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Come on, Donna. You know, I was as you said, she's resigning from designing. She may have sold her company, the one that bears her name, years ago. I don't know for a fact.
I think she did. That might be it, Vinny.
I'm just guessing, but I know a lot of designers. I know Sean Stussy was a surfwear designer guy who he didn't own his company for a long time and had to stay on after it sold.
Right.
Just as a figurehead for a while.
It gets picked up. You still represent it, but you're not.
And so that may be how that worked for her, too.
It looks like she stepped down a couple years ago.
Okay.
It's owned by Estee Lauder.
There you go.
So boycotting it won't help you. It won't hurt her. So she says she was taken out of context and do not represent how I feel about the current situation concerning Harvey Weinstein.
Well, that, you know, when you look her up, pictures of her and Harvey are the first things that pop up, too. So there's the motive.
Rose McGowan tweeted, Donna Karen, you are a deplorable. Aiding and abetting is a moral crime. You are scum in a fancy dress. She's been very active on Twitter lately. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Well, I bet she feels liberated if she's... You're talking about Rose,
yes,
right?
I'm
sure she must feel liberated in that she's had to sit there because she took money.
Not ever be able to say his name.
And can't talk, and now it's out.
Right. Kathy Lee Gifford says she fell victim to a Hollywood producer who pulled the same move Harvey Weinstein allegedly did, getting himself in front of her during a business meeting. She said this happened when she was in her 20s, just starting out in Hollywood. At the time, she says she was just happy she wasn't raped. She told a story yesterday on NBC as they were discussing Weinstein's firing. She says she's friends with Harvey and sympathizes, but she says, I sympathize with his victims if the allegations are true. But she said that has happened to her. Last week, we played a little Ellen DeGeneres tease, her and Oprah. And they were in the supermarket, and they're rich ladies, so they don't go there much. They're having fun in there, you know.
Right.
It's like a playground for them.
Isn't this cute? We have no idea what normal people are like.
So there's a little more. I guess this is Ellen's Show Me More show, which hits YouTube today. So there was a little teaser. It is kind of amusing. These are famous people, and it's just sort of funny to see how completely different...
removed from daily life they are. And they
have
are
a very different life than most of us. And it's fun watching two insanely rich people talk about how infrequently they do the everyday things that we all have to do. For example, Ellen asked Oprah what her ATM PIN number is. Do you have all this?
She doesn't know.
Oprah says, I don't have one of those. Because she says she hasn't been to the bank in 30 years.
Wow.
Here's the little. She said she went recently just for fun.
It's
did
real.
Did you catch that end there?
No.
She goes, it was fantastic. Actually, it was $2 million.
Yeah. I get the being out at. Look, being that rich does allow you the beauty of skipping the normal, mundane. She probably hasn't cleaned a toilet, and she shouldn't have to do that.
She can afford to pay someone to do that.
All right, you don't go to the grocery. Good for you. But the whole, I just went just for fun.
Just to see what it felt like to deposit a $2 million check.
That's kind of gross.
Mm, I agree.
Mm. Ugh. Yeah. As the people online are like, oh, my God, I just came in to check my balance and see if it's going to cover my bills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oprah has given us so much, though.
Okay.
So she deserves it. Live your best life, everybody.
All right.
Sizzles.
Is kind of gross.
I was thinking socks.
Yeah, that's gross, dude.
Comedian Ralphie May died, looks like Friday night. He was only 45. I will do more on this if I get time to do it later. Somebody retweeted, December 5th, 2013, he tweeted, I hope when I die, people make jokes about me. Don't cry for me. Life is great. So he died of a heart attack in Las Vegas. He'd been battling pneumonia and possibly bronchitis, and so he passed away on Friday night. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll do the science figured out how to dump someone, keys to long-term happiness, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:36, and this part of the program is brought to you by Target. That was Pink, and she's coming to town. We have tickets to see her Beautiful Trauma World Tour at Oracle Arena on May 18th, 2018. Winning is all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Caller 97, she's yours. Listen for the cue to call. Win those Pink tickets. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target run and done.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. He's back into your routine today with a free three-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. I want to begin again by mentioning that Comcast has made free Wi-Fi available to the North Bay and beyond. If you don't have cell service, you can try and connect with people by going on as a guest. Mm-hmm. I don't even think you need a password. So there's that. If you look at this morning's papers, you'll see Inferno and Wine Country is the headline for USA Today. You'll also see Devastation in Wine Country is the headline today for the San Francisco Chronicle. The numbers as they're posted there have gone up since. What we have here now is cool overnight temps aided the firefighters battling blazes in Napa and Sonoma counties, but the fires continue to rage out of control as of Tuesday morning, they say. It looks like we'll be cooler by 5 to 10 degrees than yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
So that will help.
Winds.
The firefight. It should be less than we've seen, but October is a windy month. Mm-hmm. So at least 8 fires were burning across Northern California as of today with little or no containment. And the fires have killed. We have a total of 11 as of right now confirmed. And the numbers are heartbreaking. Like I said, they're on the front page of the paper. They've gone up. Over 20,000 people evacuated. Over 1,500 homes and commercial facilities destroyed. Over 114,000 people without power in Napa and Sonoma counties. 100 fire victims treated in hospitals in Napa and Sonoma counties, whether that's inhalation or actual burns, I don't know. The smoke is suffocating, even in San Francisco, so you can imagine what Santa Rosa is like.
As you get closer to it, it's just horrendous.
We did have some people text in hoping to help us try and get masks.
Right.
We're trying, Yuzette will try to facilitate that as best she can. If you have those masks to donate, if you make them or sell them and can donate them, we'll try to get those Northway.
And listen, you can go to radioalice.com/fire. There's all kinds of resources there. They're going to need masks everywhere that there are people sheltering. And beyond that, I mean, I'm thinking that people in their, if they haven't been evacuated from their homes, they're still smelling this fire. I could use a mask right now. It's horrible in San Francisco, and we're miles south of where this is happening. It's got to be suffocating, I think, is the word you used earlier. Those masks are going to be huge. So if you can find a way to get them there, and we're looking for ways to help as well, because we have a good community of Alice listeners, good, caring people. And a lot of people have had their hands out because of all the disasters that have happened, and this is going to be one more time. We're all going to have to dig deep. This is right in our backyard.
Red Cross was saying you can text 90999 to donate.
Is that the one where you actually type in donate? Or
I think that's a $10 automatic,
right,
donation,
yeah, automatic,
correct?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's if you can do that. It ends up on your bill, right?
Right. Yeah. And if you just go to redcross.org or .com, whatever their whatever their URL is, they make it pretty easy for you to give.
As you know, I don't drink.
Right. Which is for the best.
And when I did, I didn't drink wine. But isn't the crush right now?
Yeah, we were hearing about
the harvest.
Obviously,
yeah.
Not is that be what good it's good season.
I don't know the right terms either.
No,
but
I mean that's right. Yeah, all the it's devastating because the smoke is affecting the grapes.
They said some grapes have been brought in. Anything
somehow
that was on the vine is either going to burn
that's
or
right
will be. I mean, it'll be
ruined,
unusable.
Right.
But that even some of the stuff that had already been harvested is in facilities that have burned. Like it's a terrible inferno in wine country was one of the headlines.
Right.
And that's, I mean.
So this season for all those wineries is shot as well.
Yep.
All right. I'll do a couple fast facts to separate us from the tragic news, and then I'll do some nonsense.
Okay. I love those.
Matt Groening wanted to make a live-action Simpsons spinoff in 1994.
Oh.
But one of the reasons it fell through was that the network said it would be too expensive to pay for a joke in the pilot featuring a bunch of trained beavers.
Oh.
You can't CGI that, huh? I guess you couldn't do that in 1994.
Guess not.
Yeah, right.
2017, you could.
Yeah, you just send that out to a production house. They'd have it done for you in 2 days.
Can you imagine? The studio head went, how are we going to pay for trained beavers?
Yeah. And do those exist? Who do we need to talk to about this?
That's funny.
That must have been a funny joke, trained beavers. Hilarious.
I'm already laughing.
Come on, Adele.
At least 22 children in the United States whose parents named them Espen.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. How many? 22?
At least 22. You have to believe it was in an effort to get some kind of
kickback from Espen
or notoriety,
right.
Yeah. or someday when their kid makes it, that old Espen's going to want to feature them, right?
Sure. Wouldn't they?
Oh, that
kids
is too
named
bad
after us.
Speaking of names, we were talking about Ralphie May earlier.
Yes.
And I was looking him up. He has two daughters. One is named April June May.
Yeah.
That's her full name. The other one's name is August May.
Adorable.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking if he had another one, he goes like, you hear about the May-December romance.
Oh,
is
sure.
It December May.
You know, you mentioned him, and I actually, and it was right at the end of your celebrity trash, I actually have a weird connection to that dude.
Oh.
While I was away from you,
yeah,
one of the people that I had talked to about doing a show with, I can't remember her name for the life of me, but she loved that guy. And actually couldn't stop talking about him to the point where I said, you should do a show with him. Like, really, I imagine he'd want to get off the road if you...
Right.
She's like, no, he's a stand-up and he's great, but I know him and... I mean, I don't want to... I think she burned some dupage with him or something.
Oh.
That was their one of their things, which is
their
another
connection.
Red flag for me. Like, your love for Ralphie and your love for dupage. Not probably going to go well for me, so I'm going to tap out. But the point is, apparently he's the nicest guy in the whole wide world.
Oh.
Based on what she had to say. Mm-hmm. I never met him. Yeah. You?
No, I don't think so.
Did we ever have him here?
I don't think we did, but I think I had him on our show in Visalia.
Oh.
In the know?
Yeah.
Was he the nicest boy in the whole wide world?
He was all right.
All right.
I've heard he's either super mean or super nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought he was fine.
I've heard that he can be a little, he could be a little diva-ish.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Who among us couldn't?
We're
be
all
a little
diva.
Well, you, Vinny.
Are
obviously.
You kidding? I want an intern to blow fresh air up my nose right now.
Oh,
where's
my God,
that?
I know. Jesus, I want that, too. Where's our interns?
Where is my intern to blow fresh air up my nose?
I'm coming.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Never mind.
Here he comes. Oh, here he is. Oh.
No, thank you.
Oh. Oh, get him, Hooman. Get him.
It's okay.
He asked for
get
it.
Sarah,
he got
get
it.
Sarah.
It's okay. I didn't want that.
Just kidding, everyone. we don't really have fresh air interns.
Yeah.
We don't have any interns anymore, actually.
How was that?
It was
oh my
great.
God,
thank
it
you.
Was amazing. You freshened it all up in here.
Breathed all day.
Yeah. oh, please don't.
Oh,
thank
he's
you.
Now. You know what? Can you go do that in the North Bay?
Yeah.
We'll get you the Owl's vehicle.
Use
what
your
is
air
that
freshener.
Spray he just.
Some
just,
citrusy thing that he puts everywhere.
That's not the silver spray?
I gave him the spray. Use that, the one I keep doing in here.
Oh,
I
the.
Just shot him three times.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not the citrus one. Is
smells
it?
Like camphor.
Yeah,
is that the citrus one?
Yeah. Smells like Scotch Guard.
You're welcome. First the blowing, now the spraying.
Oh, this is this is amazing.
Can we send you up to the North Bay in an Alice vehicle?
I'm going to go on Thursday, so I just talked to Yuzette about it.
I
whatever
thought
the you guys
smoke
want.
Was an annoying smell.
Yeah, that's worse.
Whatever you want me to deliver on Thursday, I'll do it.
Just breathe in people's noses, would you?
Sure.
Just go up there. And...
I'm coming back.
No, not ours.
Just go up there and give them your fresh breath.
Scientists have figured out the ideal way to dump someone.
Science!
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Researchers at BYU gave 145 people a bunch of bad news scenarios, and in almost every situation, they said they preferred if the person was straightforward, honest, and fairly blunt about it. That softening it just makes it harder on them.
Yeah.
Well, then that means Vinny's the best dumper in the entire world.
Oh, has anyone
hands
ever argued
down.
That? He's the best.
That's
he tears
true.
Up the letter and slams the door in
no.
your face. Let there be no question. I don't want to see you again.
For the ever. 100 millionth time, if I could, that letter, we'd already broken up.
Right.
The
so,
letter tearing.
Oh, so you needed to be more blunt in the first place because she thought you guys were getting back
that's
together.
That's the point. I was blunt. Mm. The knock at the door was an uninvited knock, and the letter was, I have no idea what that was about. Right. But I wanted to make it clear, I'm not reading this. That's why I tore it up.
Yeah.
I was trying
no,
to say.
Bluntness. It's that was the right move.
I don't know what you didn't get from the first time.
Right.
But let me repeat.
Do not knock on our door.
Do not.
And do not write us any letters.
I don't know what you're doing here.
Rip it again.
At all.
I'm here for you to read my thoughts. I'm going to stand here while
How
you read that.
How do you feel
that.
About this letter? Oh, in my right ear.
That's my left.
Oh, there's the left.
They say, you shouldn't blurt it out with no warning at all, though ideally you want to give them a few seconds to realize it's going down.
Mm.
Then be blunt.
Oh.
So a lame line like, we need to talk, is fine.
Okay. Prepares them for, like, something's coming.
Right.
No one wants to hear that.
I know, but there it is.
Pull out
should you do it in person?
Oh. Yeah, does it say that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And then should you have like a super firm exit strategy?
You
like,
just need
I got
to
go catch my flight. I can't be here talking all day.
You just need to clue them in to the fact that bad news is coming and then follow it up with something straightforward like, I want to break up.
And then what?
The end. The study found that beating around the bush any more than that can make it easier on you, but not the person you're breaking up with. So, and I actually don't even believe that. That whole, like, I want to exit, like, as a good guy.
Mm.
All right, you could try that, but you aren't letting them know that you want to break up then.
Right.
That's why they show up writing the letter. I didn't do that. I said I don't want to see you anymore.
Well,
and then
the problem
then
is
the
question afterward. Like, it's one thing you've got it out there, okay? So we got something to talk about. You know, we're gonna talk. They're prepared. You say, "I want to break up," and they go, "Why?" And then you have to tell. Then so that's why I think an exit strategy is good. Like, I'd love to tell you, but.
No,
gotta go.
I already told you the way with the how you answer the why.
We're not a good fit.
They're we're not
going,
a good
well,
fit.
We were a good fit yesterday when you were over here pluking me.
Yeah.
Like, what changed since then?
Yeah, we didn't pluke yesterday. Don't lie.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't.
We did.
We didn't.
You were just here and we were doing stuff.
No, we didn't.
What are you?
I'm a bad guy.
Historical revisionist?
Look, if I pluked you yesterday and now I'm dumping you today, then I do bear some responsibility.
So you have to, there has to be a period of non-pluking.
Pluking. Like, how about a week?
I think
is
you
a week of non-pluking okay?
A 1 week? Now, do I have to see the person and not pluke them at that time? Or is it just that I, like, avoid them for a week and then I say, we gotta talk? Because that seems
answer
like
answer the one-week question, Vinny.
What's that? What's
if
the
you
question?
If you wait 1 week, then can you dump after
yeah,
pooping?
Absolutely.
1 week is enough.
Absolutely.
But what if you just told me you were busy this week, and now I'm like, well, why? We just last time I saw you, we did it.
Yeah. What about that?
Yeah, what about that, Vinny?
I don't really want to say this to you, but I don't know why you're asking why. That seems like a red flag.
Well, I just want to know. I need to know. Going forward, I want to be able to correct
I just
it.
Told
was
you,
I bad at pluking? Like,
I just,
what was
no,
it? It seemed
fine,
like you were into it. I don't know.
I don't think we're a good fit. It's weird to me that you'd even ask why.
Oh, like, so now you're going to get mean. Because
as if I'm not allowed to break up?
As if I'm not allowed to know why you're breaking up with me?
You're not.
People are going to want to know why. You don't think people are going to want to know why?
I know. People want to know why. That's why I think it's the phone. Because then you can
no,
go,
it's just
hey,
a
we're going to break
question.
Up. No.
Who asks
goodbye.
That?
Everybody.
I would never ask
Earth.
That. I would never.
You are not normal.
What?
Everybody
that's
else
like,
on Earth asks why.
That is just like standing before a firing line and saying, I'm ready. Shoot
You've
me.
You've already been shot to death. Yuzette, when you dump those thousands of guys you've dumped, I'm sure at least half asked why, right? Right? Be
really,
honest for once.
I don't really know.
What do you mean you don't know?
People ask why, especially if it's a surprise.
I really can't remember like a breakup.
Oh.
of course she can't.
No, I'm serious. I think about it all the time because we talk about this all the time. And I just, there wasn't really breakups. You just kind of stop talking to the people.
So you're more of a ghoster than a direct breaker-upper.
Yeah, I guess.
I remember when I got dumped when I was
apart.
I remember when I got dumped when I was 19. I was on the phone with the girl for so long going, "Why? Why are you breaking up with me?" And finally,
oh my
she's
God.
Finally
this
she's
This is why.
You want to know, you're 19 for God's sakes. Finally she goes, "My parents hate your guts." And I'm like,
"Oh, that's a good one.
Do you know who you're dumping?" And that was it.
Oh.
Do you know who you're dumping?
Why did you say that?
Because I was talking about myself.
Right. Yeah, we understand.
But like, what was your reasoning behind that? Yeah, like, well, are you a Persian Superman?
No,
or?
I just, you know, what I'm going to amount to something great.
Yeah. And turns out you did. I guess she's eating her heart out now, huh, Uman?
You're going to regret
right?
this.
Let's call her.
Let's call her and
I
see
can't
if she regrets
find her.
It.
I have no idea where this, I'm sure she's married with like six kids somewhere.
Do you know who you're dumping?
Well, I was so upset.
I got
I was
a
19.
Future.
I was 19.
Dude, 19 isn't that young.
Yeah, it is. 19
I mean,
is young.
It doesn't
think about all the dumb
one.
Stuff you did when you were. Isn't that when you gave the weed, the money to the guy, the weed, he took your money and never came back to the car?
Well, yeah, but I was promised a trash bag of pot, dude.
I was
going to go home and be the hero roommate.
But I'm just saying, we all did super dumb stuff.
Instead, I went home and found my roommates there and had to deliver the bad news.
And you had no rent money.
I don't have rent.
But I did try to get us a trash bag full of weed.
And
so
then I
that
told
must be good
you know
something.
What? I swear to you guys, when I told that story to my roommates, they had my back. They not only, well, they laughed at me long and hard, but and they were like, "That's the best story of all time." Mm. And we'll figure out how to get the rent. Like, it's okay.
Like, you were trying to get us a year's supply of weed.
I wish you guys were like your roommates when I tell a story.
Well, but
what
you screamed
mean?
Why 1,000 times, and then you said you're...
People want to know
what
why,
did you say?
Vinny.
No, she said, "My parents hate your guts."
But what did you say? Do you know who you're dumping?
Do you know who you're dumping?
I love that. I love that about you. You're very.
I had to say something.
Desperate last play.
The learning to love yourself has happened.
Listen, everyone has a desperate last play. That girl who knocked at your door, whose paper you ripped up in
her
face,
last
that was her desperate. That Yuzette smashing the guy's car to death.
Desperate last play.
Calling him, you know, with you got a small wiener guy. Desperate last play. They're all desperate last plays.
I don't know, though.
It's a Hail Mary.
She had a boyfriend. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Man, she didn't want
move.
That side piece cheating on her. She needs to be the one and only.
And if Bryn would say, you know, 5 or 10 of his stories, I'm sure he's got 100 desperate last plays.
Talking to me?
You're talking to me?
There he is.
Have you ever broken up with
Hold
someone
on.
And they
you
said...
You can't ask him that now. We're super out of time.
We are
oh,
really
Jesus,
late.
Jesus, look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you better come up with a story,
Sorry, Bryn.
Thanks, okay. guys.
I'll ask him after the break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.